Corporate-driven school reformers today blame traditional public schools and teachers' unions for not preparing America's youth, especially disadvantaged minorities, to compete in the global economy. Their remedies are free market-type reforms such as school choice, including more charter schools, and accountability systems based on student test data. There are three things wrong with this picture. First, American schools are turning out plenty of college graduates who are working below their level of education, if they are working at all, because corporations are hiring cheaper educated workers abroad. The U.S. economy is faltering because the ruling elite are shipping jobs abroad, not because the country's schools are failing. Second, and following from this, college is no longer a pathway to a secure middle-class existence for disadvantaged minorities or anyone else. Third, high-performing countries have traditional public schools and teachers' unions, just like the United States. Finland, one of the academically highest-ranking countries, doesn't even evaluate its teachers. Instead of scapegoating teachers and their unions, in my new book, The Middle Class Fights Back, I show what it will take to create a world-class public education system, schools in which teachers, students, and all other stakeholders are accountable to one another for quality results, not accountable to remote power holders for test score data disconnected from real people and the real world.